Merlin smiled.
That is quite all right. But now we have a little problem. One must never leave a magic rhyme hanging in the air unfinished.
Oh, said Jack. So Annie needs to finish the rhyme and make something disappear?
Precisely, said Merlin. Perhaps you could use the rhyme to speed me back to Camelot.
Sure, said Annie. But do you have to leave so soon?
Yes, I must be on my way, said Merlin. I would not want to confuse these kind gentlemen. Do not worry, I will send for you both again in the very near future. But now it is time for me to disappear.
Jack smiled.
Goodbye, Merlin, he said.
Annie took a deep breath. Then she looked at Merlin and slowly said her line.
Thee be one, new Evie.
There was a clap of thunder and a blast of fiery light, and Merlin was gone. Just as suddenly, the new magicians came back to life. Mr. Eiffel pointed to the open doorway as wind gusted inside.
You see, son, he said to Jack, it was only the wind.
Oh, yeah, said Jack, pretending to be embarrassed. I'm sorry.
Don't worry, said Mr. Eiffel. You and your sister are perfectly safe. We live in the wondrous new world of science, and not in the old world of magic and sorcerers.
Mr. Eiffel moved toward the open doorway.
Come, let us all step outside and take a look at our new world.
Everyone joined him on the windy terrace and looked over the railing.
Paris is a lovely city, is it not? Mr. Eiffel said.
Jack and Annie and the others watched the giant spotlights sweep over Paris like white comets. The lights shine down on the domes and treetops, the grand monuments and church spires, the colorful fountain waters and rippling river. The boat lights twinkled like fireflies.
Thanks to Mr. Eiffel and his tower, we can see the entire city, Mr. Edison shouted above the wind. Thanks to Mr. Edison, 10,000 gas street lamps in Paris will soon be replaced by electric lights, said Mr. Eiffel. Thanks to Dr. Pasteur's institute, we will soon have cures for many more deadly diseases, said Mr. Bell.
And thanks to Mr. Bell, I'll be able to call you all on the telephone and tell you about it, joked Dr. Pasteur.
Everyone laughed.
And this is just the beginning, said Annie. Someday people will carry tiny telephones in their pockets and talk to other people anywhere in the world.
Annie, we better be going, said Jack.
He didn't want the others to know he and Annie were from the future. But Annie kept talking.
And there'll be these things called computers, she said. They can give you instant information about anything, anytime.
Annie, said Jack.
And get this, she said. She pointed to the full moon overhead. Someday, people will actually walk on that moon up there.
The men all chuckled.
You have a most delightful imagination, said Mr. Eiffel.
And that is a wonderful thing, said Mr. Edison. Without imagination, none of us would be standing here tonight.
Well, we'd better be getting home now, said Jack. And where is your home, the moon? Teased Mr. Eiffel.
No, it's Frog Creek, Pennsylvania, in the United States, said Jack.
How will you get there? Said Mr. Bell.
In our magic treehouse, said Annie.
The men laughed. Jack tried to laugh with them. Good one, Annie, he said. Well, let's go.
Annie, I hope you and your brother have a safe trip in your magic treehouse, said Mr. Eiffel. You have both been most entertaining guests. Please come visit me anytime.
Jack and Annie waved goodbye to the four men. Then they climbed carefully down the spiral staircase and started down the 1,652 steps of the Eiffel Tower.